Billy Easton has served as executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education since 2005. They have worked for improving equity in funding our education system, but overall the quality of our education system. And before that, I knew Billy as a tenant organizer, neighborhood organizer, even union organizer. So, Billy, looking back on the Alliance for Quality Education since 2005, happy what you accomplished in that period of time?
I feel, yeah, I'm proud of the work we've done. You know, we have definitely had a lot of positive impacts. I think, you know, we've really given parents and community members a place to have an important voice in how decisions are made in Albany, as far as, you know, the state goes, but also in some of the local communities around the state on issues that are important to racial justice and education and quality education for everyone.
Now, as I mentioned, when I first met you, you know, you were doing, you know, tenant organizing at the state level, tenant advocacy. Why the switch to focus on education issues?
You know, I think that housing and education are closely related. I've also been a union organizer. I think that, you know, people are demand justice. As I think it was Audre Lorde who said, there's no such thing as a single issue movement because there's no such thing as single issue people. You know, people need great schools. I'm personally very motivated by that. Education has always been very important to me. But people need great houses. They need great jobs. You know, they need good quality communities. Really, we need a society which puts the needs of people first instead of the needs, the desires of the very few and wealthy and historically, you know, we need to change the whole power dynamics where the control is not really in the hands of a few wealthy, mostly white men who really are, you know, calling the political shots.
Now, among other things that Alliance for Quality Education has been known for has been certainly the fight over many years to provide more equity, more fairness into our funding of our school systems, particularly our inner city schools with a high percentage of low and moderate income, but also people of color have been underfunded. Our rural areas have been underfunded. You know, big lawsuit was won over a number of years, but it doesn't quite ever seem to get to the point where they're actually providing a level of funding that's both fair and needed. Why is there still so much resistance, even after the court sort of basically ruled in your favor?
Well, I mean, I think there's two words that summarize it pretty well, and those are Andrew Cuomo. You know, he has been the biggest impediment to ensuring quality educational opportunities for every student. This year, for the first time, we had both houses of the legislature pushing the agenda of ensuring that we fully fund the schools and provide the money that's owed to them due to the Campaign for Fiscal Equity court order. Schools are owed over $4 billion. And every step of the way since he took office, Andrew Cuomo has blocked the schoolhouse door when it comes to giving schools the funding that they need. And I want to point out of that $4 billion I mentioned, two-thirds of it are owed to schools that have a majority of black and brown students. So really and truly, when Andrew Cuomo says, I'm not going to pay that money, he's saying I'm not going to fund the schools of black and brown students adequately. Or low-income students either, while you're at it.
So is this just he's a cheap son of a gun and, you know, he wants to continue his sort of anti-tax reputation? Or is he not, you know, concerned about low-income people in communities of color?
Well, you know, he clearly is prioritizing his donors over the needs of kids in our schools. And black and brown kids in particular. He's famous for raking in, you know, tens of millions of dollars every time you turn around from hedge fund managers and Wall Street billionaires. And those are the people whose tune he's dancing to. and he is not prioritizing our school children. He's not doing what's needed. You know, what his reasons are, what his motivations are, I don't care to guess, but what his priorities are, I can see. And his priorities are definitely not the education of our students.
Now, one of the issues that AQE has addressed over the years has been the growing, you know, privatization movement within our schools, and that particularly also includes the charter schools, and you mentioned the hedge funds. The reality is, you know, a lot of the charter school movement has dramatically profited from some of the laws that provide very high rate returns for these private schools. How is that privatization issue working out at this point at the state level?
Well, you have two sort of main lines, main ways in which privatization efforts have been pushed forward. One is traditional private schools. And Andrew Cuomo, again, got together with the Senate Republicans and others to push several years in a row a basically a voucher plan for private schools. Fortunately, we were, and along with other allies, were able to defeat that. And at the moment, it looks like that is, you know, off the table for now. You know, after several years of him pushing it and pushing to come up with backdoor ways to divert money from public dollars into private schools, that issue is, we keep an eye on it, but it's been pushed off the front burner. But the other area is, as you mentioned, the charter schools, which are privately run and publicly funded. And they take money directly out of the public schools. It's been a huge issue in Albany, Buffalo, Rochester, New York City, and other areas, too. And when you get a large concentration of charter schools like you do in Albany, it takes so much money out of the public schools that it can be disabling to the public schools' ability to provide everything the students need. So that's an issue of great concern. And again, the governor, because of this hedge fund billionaire connections and donors, has sought multiple times to increase the funding for charter schools while refusing to provide the funding needed for public schools. And now with the new combination of Democratic control of both the Assembly and the Senate, we feel like there's some backstop there. But, you know, the charter school hedge fund guys are equal opportunity donors, and they have been donating to people, Democrats in the legislature as well as Republicans. So we really need to stay on guard about that, because it's really, you know, a lot of problems. There was another related issue was that the governor rammed through in cooperation with the Senate Republicans when they were in control of the Senate, changes to the that would allow changes that were designed that he was intending to allow charter schools to certify their own teachers instead of having teachers go through training that other teachers are required to and go to college to become teachers, that charter schools could just certify their own teachers and do it fairly quickly. That the court ruled was not constitutional or was against violated other laws. So that is not proceeding. But that was another move. There's lots of different ways that they have tried to really undermine the quality of public education and take dollars out of the public schools. So that's an ongoing fight that we really need to be concerned about.
Okay, so we have 1 minute left. I know you're being replaced by Jasmine Gripper, who has been on our show actually several times and has worked with you since, I guess, about 2013, very well respected. So I understand you don't have firm plans yet for your next move. Certainly those of us who are trying to save the life on planet from climate change need you to jump on board with your leadership. But, you know, closing words, you know, what are your hopes for Alliance for Quality Education moving forward? 30 seconds.
Well, you know, yeah, I'm really excited. Jasmine's going to be is a great leader. It's going to be a great executive director. There's a great team here. We have a great board. And I'm very confident that AQE is going to continue to fight and take it to new levels. I think it's great that we have female leadership, great that we have African-American leadership taking the helm. And I think it's very exciting for the future of AQE.
Billy Easton, Alliance for Quality Education. This has been Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.